The floor is yours, Ms.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all of my Iranian friends. It's wonderful to see some of you on the gallery profile here as I make my comments. A special greetings to Madame Rajavi and to all of the members of the National Council for Resistance and to all of my friends in Iran that are only dreaming of freedom, dreaming of the day that they can go back to having a free country and that they can be enjoying the rights that everyone else does around the world. So, and in particular right now, all of us are living in an unprecedented time due to this terrible spread of the coronavirus around the world. If anything, this deadly disease reminds us all of how much our lives are interconnected. We may be in Canada, which is so far, far away from Iran, but we can see even in the days of such a thing as the isolation that we are all feeling, the lockdowns that we are all experiencing, trying to protect each other and our families, we appreciate each other even more and remind ourselves that life is truly a sacred gift from God to all of us, and we have to safeguard it wherever we can and however we can. So it's a great honor to have this opportunity to send greetings. It's quite alarming when we look at the amount of 38,000 people that we know of that have lost their lives. I truly wonder how many have really lost their lives, and we're getting, of course, limited information as to what the true amounts are. As you all know, Canada's had a very difficult year with the shooting down of the air flight, the loss of 178 Canadian, many of those of Iranian background. It's been a very difficult year, and of course now we're dealing with, of course, the loss of the NATO helicopter and another five lives there, the shooting we've had in Nova Scotia. So Canada's had a very difficult year, but in spite of that, what the people of Iran have to continue to endure every single day under the kind of a regime that they are coping with surpasses a lot when we talk about true suffering for people who are going through this on a daily basis. A major issue for the people of Iran, while all the governments around the world have a safety net to try to help their people, Canada, all of you who are viewing it know how much Canada is doing to try to help Canadians and businesses get through this difficult time. Iran is doing very little of anything. The fact that they're not even sharing and we're not warning the people of Iran on how terribly difficult and awful this coronavirus was going to be and the necessary things that they had to do to save their lives makes it extremely difficult. So Iranian opposition amid the NCRI has done a great job of trying to expose the true dimensions of this crisis in Iran. And based on the information is staggering, as I said earlier, 38,000 people have died. Officials are urging people to go back to work without health considerations. And that's terribly sad because it's going to result in losing thousands more lives. I sympathize with all of the people of Iran and the victims of this deadly virus around the globe, but especially in Iran. I pray and hope and work hard with our Iranian friends and families to bring about the change that Iranian people so desire in a better, more prosperous life. Madam Rajavi and the NCRI have continued to do a tremendous job of trying to move forward to protect the people of Iran, to try to move forward. I was very pleased when the protests were happening in the streets of Iran last fall. I know you're getting closer and closer to that day of true liberty going to happen, where the people of Iran will be free, where there'll be an opportunity to practice human rights, be respectful of each other's lives. The 10-point plan that we all know that Madam Rajavi put forward is a perfect prescription for a country that would respect each other, provide opportunities for advancement for each other.